Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the changes of our times. This is a year with many major changes, and I'll discuss what to expect for the rest of this year and how you can best prepare for our times ahead. And next Friday, May 4th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens today, I want to remind you that today is the last day that you can save by pre-ordering your 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters. This is the only sale we have each year for new Good Timing Guides, and we do this so we'll have enough money to print them. And we really need your help this year, so if you intend to purchase a printed guide, please help us to help you order today so you can be assured that we'll print them. So today it'll be April 27th through midnight Pacific time is when you can save. So do it now while you remember, and just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also have a gift for you. You can now listen to our first class of our 8 keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business Program. That's an 8-week program, and it's free. The first class is free, and it's on the home page. If you want to be more prosperous in your business or work, you can still register to take 8 keys. Just listen to the free class and then register online. Learn about the real bottom line for any business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. And you can take this class from any location via phone or computer link. Plus, it's risk-free. If it doesn't work for you, we'll refund your money. There's also a three-payment option to make it easy to take the class. And to listen to the first class for free, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, excuse me, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, I want to remind you that now is the time for all types of new starts, especially through May 1st. This is critical that you understand this. We have a very short window to get new starts going now. Now through May 1st, plus May 3rd, part of May 4th, and May 8th are the only good days we have for new starts until the very end of June or early July. So it's very important that you use this time to start new projects. I especially want to encourage you to make good use of May 1st. If you have a good timing guide, you can see that this date is all green and it has a green dollar. We don't get any dates as good as that again until October. So after May 8th, we get too close to Venus retrograde to make any more new starts until the end of June. So get your new projects going right away before anything else happens that could delay them. May 1st is especially good for signing contracts, for any type of sales presentation, for training, workshops, mailings, promotions. It's also excellent for meetings with powerful people and sales meetings. The state also has high growth, especially in the afternoon and evening. May 1st is the best date we have for months and months, as I said, so be sure you take good advantage of it. No date is ever perfect, and this one is no exception. Be careful to complete your past projects before you start new ones, or you could get pulled off track. Also, be careful to take good care of your health during this period, and especially get enough rest. Now, next, we have a great set of cycles, the Sun, Mars, and Pluto, all in a grand trine. This is fantastic for getting new projects started that have lots of support, either from very powerful people or from the masses. And they need to be practical projects because all these planets are on Earth signs. And that's also very strong for manifesting or creating anything that's physically real and helpful. Sun trine Mars provides a lot of energy, and thank heavens for this since we have another cycle that's been dissipating it. Sun trine Pluto is great for handling power well and for getting support of powerful people. And it's also associated with powerful leaders. Mars trine Pluto is associated with transforming our motivations and actions. So if you're starting a new project at this time, just check in to see if it has the ability to change our motivations and actions. And if so, it's a perfect fit to this set of cycles. Sun trine Mars peaked on April 23rd, and it stays in range through May 1st. Sun trine Pluto peaks on April 29th and stays in range through May 6th. Mars trine Pluto peaks on May 16th. Now, on April 29th, we get two cycles peaking at the same time, which suggests that there's a major issue that leaders are forced to handle. This is the Sun trine Pluto and the first quarter moon. The way out of this, though, is through some new ideas. This is shown by the moon trine both Uranus and Mercury. This supports choosing a new solution over something old. And there are also some emotional adjustments required at this time in order to handle the crisis well. Now, if you find yourself in some type of a crisis on Sunday or Monday, check in to see if you're experiencing internal insecurities. And if so, it's time to tell a new story and shift away from what you no longer want. Now, next, beginning May 3rd, peaking on May 13th and staying in range through May 19th, we get a cycle associated with expansion and growth. This is the Sun conjunct Jupiter. Golly, one of our favorite cycles. Take advantage of this cycle prior to May 12th when we have the third quarter moon. If you're starting a new project and want it to bring in high growth, consider starting it on May 4th or May 8th, but no later. Now, next, Mars is still opposite Neptune now until mid-May, so I hope you've been paying attention to this and getting more rest. Keep taking your immune system boosters, too. Keep in mind that the most ideal expression of this cycle is to take spiritually motivated or inspired actions. And this can include, but is not limited to, spending time in meditation, doing release work, journaling, dream work, or being of service to others. And you might also get an inspired idea that you follow through on. There are lots of ways to do this. However, what's our usual tendency? Just ignore it and keep going at about 90 miles an hour down the highway of life. If we do that, though, instead of taking good care of ourselves, then it's easy to get sick and or just run out of energy. And once that happens, then you'll finally have the time to meditate or take other spiritually motivated actions. So get the picture. If you don't slow down and use this period appropriately, then the universe will help slow you down. So you can take those inspired actions. It's always your choice which way you want to do this. So I encourage you to make it easy on yourself. Be sure you get enough rest, take those immune system boosters, and be sure you have some time for those inspired and spiritually motivated actions. Now, the good news about this is that you're probably gaining a lot more clarity about what you want to do, where you want to head, and how you want to proceed. And at the moment, while Mars is opposite Neptune, we may still be experiencing some confusion about what to do next. Don't push the river. We could even be deceiving ourselves about something very important, or someone else may be deceiving us. So just use caution. Mars opposite Neptune is also associated with taking deceptive actions, so beware of that. And just wait until you're clear before you make your choices. Also, just a reminder that this year through March 2019, we're in a period that's associated with revolutionary energies and unexpected Earth changes. This is the first year of this cycle, which is Uranus square Pluto, that it will peak. So now would be a good time to replenish or start disaster preparations. Stock up not just on food and water, but all kinds of supplies that you couldn't easily live without for a month or longer. And remember what happened in Japan, and for that matter, Katrina. Take a lesson from those situations, and let's all get prepared for whatever could unexpectedly occur. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Do you need to make some money? Today, April 27th, we have a And this also occurs on May 1st and the morning of May 4th until 11 a.m. Pacific Time or 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And we get another green dollar day on May 8th. So use those days to start projects that can make you some good money. And I remind you yet again, after May 8th, late June or early July before you can safely start new projects again. So make very good use of these dates to start new projects now and make some money. Now lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get signed up today. Now, we're in the infamous year of 2012. And do you know what changes lie ahead for the rest of this year? When I come back from this very short break, I'll talk about the changes of our times. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Ooh. Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the changes of our times. This is 2012, that infamous year. So I'm talking about the changes ahead for the rest of the year and how we can best prepare for them. Now, first of all, I want to put to rest the idea that the world is coming to an end at the end of this year. That is not what this year is all about. Earth is preparing to ascend to a higher dimension, a higher level of consciousness, and to start down the path of the golden age, when we're supposed to have 1,000 years of peace. So if anything is ending, it's our old way of life. We're going to stop seeing life as a win-lose proposition, and we're going to give up competing with each other and unify via collaboration. Even our diversity will be a plus. It takes many perspectives to get a complete picture. Now, what does it mean when I say the Earth is going to ascend to a higher dimension? For one thing, it means that the Earth is raising its frequency or vibration. And there are lots of stories out there about how the Earth is going to ascend. The one thing I can tell you for certain is this. No one knows for certain what is going to happen or how. There's a possibility that our normal third-dimensional Earth on which we now live could have a discontinuous event. This is what David Wilcock says is suggested in The Law of One by Ra. David Wilcock is a psychic who is generally believed to be the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And The Law of One says this will happen between 2011 and 2013. So, yes, there is a possibility that the Earth we live on now would not be available to us in the future. However, if that happened, then that would mean that the Earth would also shift to a higher dimension, such as fourth or fifth dimension. And we would leave behind a lot of negative energies, especially control and power issues. And we would start working together to achieve peace, harmony, and balance. Now, if the Earth shifted to a higher dimension, what does that mean about us? It means we need to focus on living from our hearts instead of our heads. It means we'll make our best decisions when we're in our hearts, and we'll learn to love ourselves and others so that we can create a prosperous and healthy Earth for everyone. Essentially, what I'm talking about is how we need to raise our vibration, too, in order to shift with the Earth into a higher dimension. And that's why I'm talking to you about living from your heart and loving both yourself and others. Love is a very high vibration, and the more we can keep ourselves in love and joy, the higher our vibration will be. Now, I also want to remind you that Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master channeled by Lee Carroll, has sent us a different message. He reminds us that we have changed the course of history because we have changed our consciousness so much. So there will never be an Armageddon because that timeline is long gone and we didn't take it. In addition, Kryon asked us this, and this is in essence, and I'm paraphrasing, do you think we would go to all this effort to raise your consciousness, change the Earth's magnetic grid and all the other efforts that they did for this purpose, to just blow up the planet or have a pole shift? Of course not. That would be crazy. So first of all, I want you to stop thinking about the end of the Earth and focus on getting yourself prepared for changing dimensions. Do whatever it takes to live from your heart and enjoy as much as you possibly can, and you'll be ready to ascend with the planet. Now, what keeps us from doing that? Fear. False evidence appearing real. Fear is what's being thrown at us in spades. And why is that happening? Because those who are in control now will lose their control when we humans and the Earth ascend to a higher dimension. So I ask you to turn away from fear and instead choose to focus on what you want to create. There are some potentially disturbing and crazy possibilities ahead of us for the rest of this year. And one that seems crazy to me is a report that the U.S. military is going to have war games in Denver with the Russian military. And they will be training the Russians on our equipment and in our facilities, etc., for the purpose of having an anti-terrorist training for these war games. Now, where can you find that article? I'll put a link in the What's Up in the Heavens report for today. And it's at whatdoesitmean.com, whatdoesitmean.com. And it's a report titled, U.S. calls for Russian airborne troops to take and hold Denver Airport. Now, this is supposed to occur in May, right after a solar eclipse on May 20th. And during the very intense Venus retrograde that we're going to have from mid-May to the end of June. Now, there are other possibilities, too, and one of them is that all the currencies in the world are likely to be revalued this year. Now, my guess is that if that is going to happen, they will do this before the election to help throw the election to the Republican candidate. Astrologically, this could occur in late June or very late September. And I've mentioned this unconfirmed rumor before. It seems that all the currencies are going to be revalued according to the assets of their country. And the rumor is that the U.S. dollar will be revalued by 40%, meaning devalued by 40%. There's no way to prove this, but considering the terrible shape the dollar is in and that it can only go lower until we significantly lower the U.S. debt and the trade deficit, I recommend you buy some gold coins. Save money in the form of gold. This is known as wealth preservation. And you can learn more about how to do that with an article on my site, How to Buy Gold. And I also put the link for that in today's What's Up in the Heavens. Now, I've just mentioned two situations that could create a lot of fear in people. And there are other possibilities that can also create fear and uncertainty. So why is this happening? Because there are some people who do not want a golden age of peace to begin. So they do their best to prevent it from happening by keeping people in constant fear and off track. It's time we wise up to this stuff and stop playing into their hands. So I recommend that people buy gold because it's the best way I know to beat those guys at their own game and give yourself some peace of mind. That way you don't have to be in fear of whatever financial game they'll play on us next. No matter what happens, you'll preserve your wealth. Now, this is also the year that we have the first two peaks of our revolutionary energies. So we could see some very unusual and unexpected events. Yes, we could see full disclosure about extraterrestrial beings on this planet. But will we see Obama introduce us to our ET ancestors? Probably not, although he's probably met them. What's more likely, in my estimation, is that we could have a major kill shot from the sun, as Major Ed Dames calls it. And it could take out power grids in the parts of the world that gets hit with that big coronal mass ejection. And what would happen then? My guess is that finally the new free energy units would be put to work and they would essentially save the day. And once that happened, there would be no way to hide this technology from the public. And we'd be off to funding and using a new form of non-polluting technology. So, yes, we could be in for a bit of a wild ride getting to the end of the year. And some of that could include weather wars, which have been going on now for a while, with weather modification being played by multiple countries. We could have major earthquakes, major volcanoes erupt, huge hurricanes and tornadoes, or enormous fires. But why do these things occur? We feed them with our fear. And when there's enough fear in the population, the Earth has to release those negative energies, and so we get major Earth changes. Now, what would happen instead if we just chose to feel peace, harmony, joy, happiness, or love? We can consciously choose what we focus on and how we feel. So this year, our choices for what we feel will make an enormous difference to what we create for our future. The ascension of the planet and our own ascension to a higher dimension with the Earth depends upon what we choose to focus on. We can continue to stay in fear and anxiety, or we can divert our attention to creating a world filled with peace, joy, prosperity, and love. So here are the steps I recommend taking to prepare for the rest of this year. First, get some gold coins if possible. And you may also want to invest in Iraqi dinar, which looks like it could make you some unprecedented wealth by doing so. And I bought my Iraqi dinar from sterlingcurrencygroup.com. That's sterlingcurrencygroup.com, and that link is also in my What's Up in the Heavens. And you are welcome to contact me if you want to know more about that. Next, release old issues, anger, frustration, and old patterns that keep you locked in self-defeating behaviors. You can do this by getting an emotional freedom and healing release or other forms of release. On my site, Peg Donahue does this work. Lastly, and most importantly, keep yourself positive. Focus on whatever brings you joy, peace, love, and harmony. Allow yourself to thrive. The universe will support us and will ascend together with the earth to a new life. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Listen to your stories. What are you telling yourself? What are you telling others? Even though you may see yourself as telling it like it is, what's really happening is you are telling it like it will continue to be. That's because whatever you're thinking and talking about today is what you will create in your tomorrow. And if you want something different to show up, think a new thought. Consider a new possibility. Feel a new option is viable. And that is what will bring it to you, including more money. Now, join me again next Friday, May 4th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to pre-order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters today so you can save while you work in harmony with the universe. And remember to listen to our first 8 Keys Prosperity Training class, which is free. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with GladRags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. GladRags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at GladRags.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook. OMG, that's allergy-free.